The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a few words on the Dharma practice, this practice that we do. Sometimes this practice, it's important to have low standards. It's easy in Buddhism to have high standards. Like, you know, we're supposed to be enlightened, you know, and that's pretty, like, you know, I'm not enlightened yet. And it's important to be, like, you know, really compassionate, you know. And it's important, you know, to be, you know, it's a mindfulness practice, so you're supposed to be mindful all the time, you know, certainly for the duration of the meditation. Or, you know, now that I'm Buddhist, I'm not supposed to be angry. Nope. So it's important. So there's all these standards we can have that are pretty high. And if you have a tendency towards perfectionism, then it is even, you know, more so. So sometimes it's important to have really low standards. And one way is to just accept the situation you're in, but don't make it worse. Just don't make it worse. I mean, if we lived just that way, I think that the world would be such a better place. If we measure ourselves against high standards of what I have to accomplish and do, then it gets complicated. But maybe it's easier just, okay, I don't know what's supposed to happen here, but at least I'm not going to make it worse. That's a low standard, isn't it? Is that disappointingly low? The low standard also, what it does, is we're not imposing our ideas on what's supposed to be. We're not imposing a should, like I have to attain, and I have to engineer, and I have to get busy now to accomplish. And so what that allows is what I said, talked about earlier today, that then there's an allowance, an availability for something to happen that doesn't belong to your agendas, to your ideas, your shoulds, the ways we crowd our life and crowd the present moment with it should be different and I'm going to make it different and what should I do. And if we keep low standards and like, well, I guess it's, you know, not so good today. My meditation is not so good today. Well, you know, we have low standards here at IMC, so so I guess it's okay to be have bad meditation today. And then, lo and behold, because you kind of like more relaxed and at ease with how it is, something settles, something opens up, something calms down, something doesn't get worse. Isn't that nice? So, the pleasure of low standards. That maybe you get your life back that way. You get to be, you know, you get to be yourself in some way. And then it's a more realistic way of kind of growing and developing in the Dharma and the practice. And I like this very much, this analogy of if you want to leap, if you want to jump high, you don't do it by first standing on your toes. You're not going to jump very high if you're standing on your toes. What you do first is you crouch. You get low, you settle down, you kind of really settle down and bend down in the place you're at. And then there's spring, then there's a possibility to jump up. So having low standards and just accepting yourself as you are and letting it be as it is and not making it worse with judgments and criticisms and I should be doing better and I should be a different person. Then maybe there's a chance for maybe not you jumping, but maybe something your heart can jump, or something in your mind can leap out of its attachments, out of its contractions, out of its mental prisons that we live in. And so in this regard, there's this wonderful principle that sometimes you say in Buddhism, and that is if there's a difference between an ideal and what is actually happening, choose the actual. So it, mostly what that means is, I mean, if actually you want to rob the bank, don't rob the bank. You know, the ideal is don't rob banks. It's, you know, stay with that. But if you could, but what it means for the mindfulness practice, we have all these ideals about what meditation is and what it should be and could be. And then there's actually what's happening. Choose what's happening and practice with that. Bring your mindfulness best you can with that. If your mindfulness is poor, maybe it's supposed to be poor. Who's to say it's supposed to be stellar mindfulness? Maybe if you had stellar, perfect mindfulness all the time, you would actually overshoot. You would actually have nothing to do with yourself. You wouldn't actually be able to meet yourself and practice with what's here and really let something evolve and develop. So that choose the actual and just be with it, practice with it, find your way with it, find the path in it. So these ideals have a role. They're kind of like a North Star. They're meant to be inspiring. They're meant to kind of point us in a direction of knowing something. Some of these ideals are possible, can be motivating. But remember to keep a low standard. And one of the ways to have a low standard is to be inspired by the ideals and choose the actual. Let's just practice with what is actually here and what's going on, and let's not kind of measure myself against some foreign importation of ideals or shoulds or standards. No one really knows what's supposed to happen when we do this practice. It might be that you sit to meditate and you're angry. That could be. Who knows what's working through you? Who knows why the anger is there? Why it might be the really good thing to practice with and work your way through. And you might understand things that are life-changing. That if you rejected the anger and said, no, I shouldn't be doing that. I have high standards here. I'm supposed to meditate without any anger. I'm not supposed to be an angry person. You might miss the transformation that's waiting for you by meeting the impatience, meeting the sadness, meeting the whatever it is might be. We don't know. So in this regard, another principle that I like a lot for is the idea that we don't have to know what we need in our practice. The Dharma knows. If you are sincere in your practice and just show up and do the practice, the Dharma will know what needs to come, what you need to face, what you have to deal with. And this idea that the Dharma knows, for me, it kind of frees me up from being the one who has to figure it all out and know it all. Our job is just to show up for what's here and be with what's actual. And this little saying, the Dharma knows what's best for us, means that we kind of, okay, I'll accept this. This is the circumstance of the moment. This is what I'm being asked to practice with. There's no mistakes in the Dharma, just this, and now I'll practice with this, now I'll practice with this, and now I'll practice with this. As opposed to, I'll practice, I'm going to sit down and practice, I'm going to get serious today, I'm really going to be unwavering on my breath, and that's what's going to happen. And you don't do it. And you do it, try to do it again, don't do it, try to do it again. And that meditation is just a waste of time. But maybe because if you trust the Dharma, then it turns out that if you turn towards the anger, the sadness, the patience, That's where the mindfulness develops. That's where something needs to unfold and open up and relax. And then the end of that sitting, you find yourself very settled and peaceful, that you weren't when you were fighting with the whole circumstance to get concentrated, these high standards. So it's good to practice with low standards, isn't it? But don't make that a high standard. Don't take it too seriously. So I hope that is useful for you. And if it's not useful for you and you'd like to go back to your high standards, and that's fine too. Maybe there's something important for you to learn there. So, thank you.